as we relive our haunted days. We draw you to enter our haunted haze.
Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 21.
Episode 21, so we're finally legal and so we're drinking.
Yeah, we're going to drink on this episode, right? Celebrate 21 episodes.
Cheers.
We've made it this far.
Yes.
This is going to be the episode I regret tomorrow.
You know, it's a really good reason to funnel some beer and take some shots.
Yeah, Kristen, you're always down to party and I love that about you. So
Thank you.
You know who else loves to party?
Who?
Daryl, a.k.a. Bigfoot.
Oh, you mean a.k.a. Sass?
Yeah, a.k.a. Sasquatch.
Yes.
Yeah, so today's episode, we're going to go and talk about Bigfoot and all the different Bigfoots around the world.
Yes.
Or should I call them Bigfeet? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, people all across the world have seen a similar creature.
Yeah. It seems, we talked about it on our Cryptids and Bloods episode, how it's pretty convincing whenever people all across the country and the world are seeing a really similar animal with similar features.
The same description.
Like the smell. The smells, yes.
The
height.
Even the actions of how the creature
moves, acted. The body moved. Language, yes.
Which, here on Haunted Haze, that's the stories that we like to talk about most because I feel like the more that people see the same thing, the more there's credibility to it.
For sure. I know that when I was a kid, I was always very afraid of Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Like, we went camping a lot in Arkansas, and my parents always told me that that's exactly where Sasquatch lived.
Oh, was for sure.
At the specific campground that we stayed at.
Yeah, my dad used to call Sasquatch Ooga Booga, and I thought Ooga Booga lived out in the woods. It was a type of Sasquatch.
Oh, gosh. And you lived in the woods, too.
Oh, plus.
So I would have been terrified.
Plus, watching the movie The Boggy Creek.
Yeah,
Bigfoot has scared me for a long time.
I guess I'm going to have to watch Boggy Creek before too long.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, before we get into it, as always, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast.
And email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Also, I want to mention that we're super caffeinated tonight.
Yeah, we're really caffeinated tonight. Thanks to our good friends at Griffith Roasting Company and our collaboration with them, Haunted Haze Roast.
Yes, Devil's Divine.
Yes.
Soon available to everybody else, and we are enjoying it. We have been sampling different things, and we have finally nailed down the perfect combination.
Yeah, we got that special sauce.
Yes, I'm pretty stoked about it. And you can always check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Griffith Roasting Company. And you can also check out their e-retail store, griffith-roasting-company.square.site.
Yeah, check them out there. Delicious coffee, awesome people. We're excited to do a collab with them. We're excited to everyone to have the chance to enjoy it.
Yeah, we got a lot of good surprises in the works.
Yeah, for sure. So keep an eye out for that. Also, be sure to check out our Etsy store, Hippie Haze Studio.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Etsy at Hippie Haze Studio. We have one-of-a-kind arts and crafts. We have gifts, we have tie-dye, stash boxes.
Yeah, it's all handmade, hand-painted.
One-of-a-kind items.
Just little cool things that me and Kristen have thought of to create. So yeah. Definitely check it out. If you like the show, that's a good way to support us and our friends at Griffith Roasting Company.
For sure. You can also find their coffee on our Etsy shop.
Yes, most definitely. So hit us up there, email us, let's start talking about some big fee.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. So I have some common terms that are for all the different big feet. Sasquatch has become the most universally respected name of the mysterious primate-person hybrid. The Bigfoot is perhaps the most common shorthand for Sasquatch. And the term Bigfoot first came around in 1958.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
There's also the Yeti. Though commonly associated with Sasquatch, the Yeti is actually an entirely different entity.
That's interesting.
The creature's origin can be traced back to the pre-Buddhist Eastern civilizations, particularly in the Himalayan mountain region. Unlike Sasquatch, who is most frequently spotted in the warmer, mild climates, the Yeti is believed to be an Arctic creature that is usually described as resembling a bear more than an ape.
That's interesting. It's a lot more scary, man. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Seeing a snow ape would be terrifying.
For sure. Some early indigenous people of the Himalayas would worship that known as the Yeti and called it a glacier bear.
Oh, wow.
The term abominable snowman was first coined, though, in 1921 by Henry Newman. One and the same with Yeti, the abominable snowman is generally regarded as an illusionary being in the far eastern hemisphere, not interchangeable with Sasquatch.
So, abominable snowman is to Yeti what Bigfoot is to Sasquatch.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I feel like you can compare them like a polar bear to a grizzly bear.
Right. So, it still seems like it's a similar creature, though.
Yeah. It seems like it's for sure related.
It seems terrifying.
There's actually 12 different type of Bigfoot just in the United States.
Wow, that's interesting. I can see that. I already kind of thought like Bigfoot was more of a southern thing, while Sasquatch was more of the northwest.
Yeah, like Vancouver.
Yeah,
I feel Washington like that's State. Where Sasquatch lives.
Right, for sure. Exactly.
Yeah. There's actually Bigfoot legends, though, that go back 3,000 years. Native Americans have reported Bigfoot sightings all the way across the millennia.
That's really interesting because different types of people, different all over the globe, see a similar creature.
They used to say that the original Bigfoot made sounds like a steam engine. And they also said he had psychic powers.
I need to know more specifics. Is that, ooh, chugga, chugga, chugga.
Well, I'm more interested in the psychic powers, honestly. They That's said that there was claims that those that had seen Bigfoot had actually possibly been abducted by aliens.
Oh, wow, that is interesting.
So it's like weird thinking of Bigfoot and aliens going hand in hand.
Well, yeah, kind of, I guess.
And they say the reason that you can't really find dead Bigfoots is because Bigfoot actually bury their own dead.
Oh, that's interesting, too. Like, they bury them down so we can't find them.
Because I think that that's, like, a common thing with people who don't believe in it. They're like, if they were real, wouldn't we find a dead one?
Well, also, there's the theory that they're interdimensional beings. And that they can go in and out of this world. And that's why we never find bodies. Because the only form they can take on Earth is that of a Bigfoot. But yeah. Wherever they're from, they might look completely different. But they're just here to visit, and they're just Bigfeet while they're here.
Don't you feel like Wookiees are kind of Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely Bigfoot vibes from a Wookiee.
For sure. I can see that.
It's also been believed that Bigfoot and the Chupacabra work together to hunt prey.
Oh, like a tag team?
Yeah, the Bigfoot offers protection to the Chupacabra.
Yeah.
While the Chupacabra will bring the Bigfoot prey.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like his little pet dog.
Basically.
I love it. This should be a sitcom.
Yeah. It's like Sasquatch's best friend,
yeah.
The Chupacabra.
Sass and Chew.
Our next dog's names.
Sass and Shoop.
Bigfoot are also known to communicate through tree knocks, which is also common through bears and gorillas, who are known to clap their hands and sometimes hit wood on trees.
Oh, wow.
To communicate.
Like so that's SOS. Like
yeah, Morse it's really hand. Interesting.
Bigfoot Morse code.
Also, Bigfoot might also be the last surviving member of a presumed extinct race of ancient apes. One suggestion for Bigfoot's existence is that it's a member of a race of extinct apes, the largest apes who ever lived. They crossed the Bering Land Bridge from Asia into the United States, although no fossils have yet been found in America.
That's interesting. It's what called a Gigantopithecus?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm also interested in what kind of fossils they have found in Asia. I would love to see pictures of
that.
For
sure. So just knowing that there, in fact, has been a beast that resembles a what we kind of also think a Bigfoot looks like.
Yeah, like they have found fossils for.
That's even a little bit more credibility of like, hey, it is possible that this thing is just out there in the woods by itself, very...
It is the hide-and-seek champion.
It is.
Number one champion. It's also been said that Bigfoot likes apples. One time, about 1,000 pounds of apples went missing from a West Virginia orchard, and Bigfoot is to blame.
Of course, right?
And also, Bigfoot does have a ruthless streak.
Oh.
The most aggressive Bigfoot in Appalachia is ominously called the Wild Man. Alleged to be 8 foot tall and 500 pounds, covered in jet black fur, and unafraid of people. The Wild Man is a close relative to the Midnight Whistler. That's the one that sounds like a train.
Like a freight train.
Yeah, the Midnight Whistler.
That's scary.
So it's pretty weird that they're saying that this one looks a lot like that Midnight Whistler.
I know. I'm cool with Bigfoot
as long as... But he's aggressive as hell.
I'm cool with Bigfoot as long as he's like chill and to himself. But the aggressive Bigfoot, yeah, that's really scary.
Some people say that the aggressive Bigfoot Wild Man killed at least 7 people in one Indian tribe.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's pretty scary when you think about it. I mean, I have to say, I am scared of Sasquatch.
Yeah, the aggressive, scary Sasquatch? Most definitely.
I think it's safe to say there's no Yetis or abominable snowmans here in North America.
Yeah, but we might got a Bigfoot.
But I definitely think... I mean, I have seen some videos that are... They seem legit, you know?
Oh, yeah. You see videos all the time. And at the same time, I'm sure there's a lot of fake videos. But it's got to make you wonder, some of these have got to be maybe real.
Yeah. You remember, there's one where they're like on their four-wheelers going down a river.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bigfoot walks across it. That's one of the most like realistic ones I've seen.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what I would do if I was out in the woods and saw that.
I would try to get a video.
I would definitely try to get a video, you know, for obvious monetary gains. But I would be terrified.
Same. I would be so scared. As I've said before, I think I would just die of fear.
Yeah, because I know for a fact Bigfoot could probably run faster than me.
And rip me to shreds.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
I can't fight Bigfoot.
Yeah, nor would I want to.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's also interesting that a lot of... A lot of depictions of Bigfoot is the smell. They talk about how bad it smells.
Yeah, like in Florida, they call it the skunk ape.
Yeah.
That's awful. I guess that's how you know it's the Bigfoot.
Yeah, the smell, right? Yeah, that would give it away.
But, man, who wants to smell stinky smells?
I know. A terrifying, stinky-ass gorilla bear creature out in the woods. The woods are already terrifying enough.
Yeah. The last thing I want to worry about is Sasquatch.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I've got some other names for Sasquatch or Bigfoot from all around the world.
Okay.
And I kind of want to talk about them because they are such similar creatures. All right, so the Ngoi Rung. The Ngoi Rung is a 6 to 7 foot tall ape-like cryptid that is believed to live in the jungles of Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Many describe the creature as having reddish or black hair covering most of its body except for the face. The Ngoi are seen as a menace to jungle villages as they are reported to break into homes, attack villagers, and cause havoc when they come upon humans.
It's terrifying.
Many reports of the Ngoi Rung sightings were made by soldiers during the Vietnam War. In one instance, soldiers claimed that they had shot one of the creatures, but that it escaped before they were able to get any evidence.
Man, it's so scary. I can't even imagine, especially like you're already scared because you're in war, and then you come across this huge-ass ape creature.
Yeah. All right, so the Yeren. The Yeren, also known as the Wild Man of China, is believed to live in the mountainous regions of Hubei province in central China. They are believed to be a cave-dwelling ape-like bipedal creature, much like the North American Bigfoot. However, they are generally slightly smaller in stature, measuring between 6 and 8 feet in height. The yeren generally is said to have a reddish-brown coat similar to that of the orangutan. There have been a few instances of a white yeren, perhaps an albino or another version of the creature entirely.
Orangutans are really effing big, though. So, like, are you sure that it's not an orangutan?
Well, I guess it depends on the region. Are orangutans supposed to be there?
I'm not really sure.
The Chimaset. This large ape-like cryptid, also known as the Nandi Bear, is most often found in the areas of eastern Africa near Kenya. It is said to be almost blonde or reddish and just slightly larger than a man. Unlike the ape-like cryptids of other regions, the Chimaset is said to have a small, flat tail. While most Bigfoot sightings describe a creature that moves in a bipedal fashion, or on 2 feet, the Chimaset is said to be able to walk either upright on 2 legs or all 4 limbs. Some reports of this cryptid claim that it is nearly baboon-like in its appearance and mannerisms, as it can be incredibly violent with those who happen upon it while out hunting or walking alone. There are also numerous reports from farmers or locals to the area of livestock that have been killed or mutilated by the beast.
I mean, you think, like, a creature that big, they gotta eat something big to fill them up, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like, they're definitely gonna go after the easy livestock, right?
Yeah.
The Mogollon Monster. The screeching, putrid-smelling, campsite-wrecking Mogollon Monster is said to stalk Arizona's Mogollon Rim. The first record of a sighting might come from 1903 edition of the Arizona Republican, in which a man named I.W. Stevens claimed he saw a clawed ape man that was covered in gray hair and had matted beard that reached to his knees. This beast carried a club, drank the blood of cougars, and screamed the wildest, most unearthly screech, according to Stevens. He himself never claimed it was a monster. Instead, he speculated it was someone held hostage and abandoned by Native Americans. Several decades later, future cryptozoologist Don Davis claimed that he had his own encounter with a Mogollon Monster during 1940s Boy Scout camping trip. He was 13 at the time. Noting that the creature had a deep-set, expressionless eyes, a square head, and a stench so bad, Davis thought he had soiled his sleeping bag in terror.
Wow.
He saw this creature and shit the bed.
Or that animal smelled like shit.
Yeah.
That's awful either way.
The Gray Man of Scotland.
Mm.
Chemist J. Norman Colley believed in science, but still he was spooked by a shadowy presence while hiking alone on Scotland's second highest peak, Ben MacDuay. He told of the experience at the general meeting of Carnegie Club in Aberdeen in 1925. As I walked on, and the eerie crunch, crunch sound behind me, I was seized with terror and took my heels, staggering blindly among the boulders for 4 or 5 miles, nearly down the Rothiemurchus Forest. Whatever you make of it, I do not know, but there is something very odd about the top of Ben MacDuay, and I will not go back there again by myself, I know. Collie wasn't alone. Others have described similar run-ins with the Yeti-like gray man. According to the Scotsman, these encounters seem more spiritual than physical, often accompanied by uncontrolled terror, deep despair, and huge negative energy.
Hate it. I'm pretty scared of the Sasquatch. It's official.
Ibu Gogo. Ape man and ape woman come in all sizes. On the Indonesian island of Flores, Ibu Gogo means the grandmother who eats anything. These fabled creatures are said to be hairy and pot-bellied. Some believers have tried to link these cryptids to the hobbit-like human Homo floresiensis, whose bones were also found in Flores. But recent research suggests the species died out 50,000 years ago.
I love a good Sasquatch love story.
I'm sure you do. Almas. In Central Asia, Bigfoot takes the form of the Almas. The legendary ape man of the Altai Mountains is supposedly more humanoid in form than the North American Bigfoot. And some cryptozoologists have tried claiming that the Almases might make up a holdout population of Neanderthals. Close encounters have not been limited to sightings of shadowy figures in the woods. Yowie. If you can take the witnesses' sketches as accurate representations, the Yowie is sort of like a hairy luchador with a cone-shaped head and the posture of a gorilla. While alleged sightings are still reported in the wilds of Australia, the Yowie has its roots in Aboriginal legends, and European colonizers sometimes refer to the creature as the Australian ape. In 1882, a newspaper columnist in Sydney told of a sighting near Batemans Bay in New South Wales. I should think that if we were standing perfectly upright, it would be nearly 5 feet high. It was tellus and covered with very long black hair, which was of a dirty red or snuff color about the throat and breast. On the whole, it was a most uncouth and repulsive-looking creature, evidently possessed of prodigious strength, and one which I should not care to come to close quarters.
Like, they all definitely have such a similar description.
For sure.
It's hard not to think this is just a species living out there. A creature
that we don't know about.
They're just good as hell at hiding.
Yeah. Can't find me. The Orang Pendek. Malay for short, man, the Orang Pendek supposedly lives in the jungles of the island Sumatra. This ground-dwelling, pint-sized creature is said to have long arms and broad shoulders. It apparently lacks special powers, though it may throw rocks at you if it feels threatened.
Man.
The Agogwe. During a lion hunting expedition in Tanzania in the early 20th century, a man named William Hitchens saw mystery men beast called Agogwe and lived to tell the tale. They were like little men, about 4 feet high, walking upright, but clad in russet hair, Hitchens wrote. The native hunter with me gaped in mingled fear and amazement. They were, he said, Agogwe, the little furry men whom one does not see once in a lifetime. The locals also said that if you put a gourd of beer and a bowl of food out in your garden, the Agogwe would take the food and do some hoeing and weeding and at night in return, which was just too much for Hitchens to buy.
These all sound legit to me.
Yeah. All right, so the Kushtaka. Alaskans have a rather demonic version of Bigfoot, Kushtakas.
Mm-hmm.
In the language of the indigenous tribe of the Pacific Northwest, Kushtakas means land otter man. Sure, otters are cute, but Kushtakas have the not-so-ability to shapeshift, possess people, steal souls, and cause landslides. In the strangest story ever told, miner H.D. Culp claimed that one of his companions was beset by a swarm of these sexless, sore-covered, monkey-like creatures during a prospecting trip in southeastern Alaska's Thomas Bay in 1900. Undaunted by such accounts, actor Charlie Sheen reportedly took a private jet to Alaska to hunt Kushtakas in 2013. He did not find any of the elusive creatures.
Good! Why would you go hunt them and fuck Charlie Sheen?
Oh, the Mapinguari. In the Brazilian Amazon, people claim to have had encounters with the sluggish and clawed Mapinguari, a name sometimes translated as the roaring animal or the beast. The legends about this creature could possibly be based on ancient memories of the elephant-sized giant ground sloth. This real-life sloth went extinct in South America a few thousand years ago, but fossil evidence shows that humans once hunted them.
Wow. Of course they did.
Yeah, people are the most dangerous animal.
Absolutely.
Maracoxi. Another ape-man said to be hiding out in the rainforest of Brazil is the Maracoxi. A decade before he disappeared while looking for an ancient lost city in the Amazon, explorer Percy Fawcett claimed he saw several Maracoxi in Brazil in 1914. Fawcett described them as enormous, grunting creatures which were hairy like dogs. In one encounter, he said that he used his gun to scare off one of these bow and arrow armed ape men. Ooh, wow. That's even scarier. They're armed,
yes. I've never heard of an armed Sasquatch.
The Hibigon. People living around Mount Hiba in northern Hiroshima during the 1970s claimed to see an ape-like man shorter than the American Bigfoot and with a coat of reddish-brown hair. The so-called Hibigon apparently created such a frenzy that police for a time escorted children to school.
Wow, that's pretty scary then.
Really?
You know, like if you're in that much, your town's in that much of a hissy about it.
Right. Also, you have the Ohio Grassman, the Skunk Ape, which is a being roaming in the wilds of Florida Everglades. Also, the Momo, stemming from sightings in the 1970s, is the Missouri monster known as Momo. No, not that Momo, the meme Momo. This ape-like cryptid was first sighted in a small town in northeast Missouri, just off the Mississippi River.
Mm.
This creature is said to have a dark black hair that completely covers its glowing red eyes. So I guess you just see a black hairy creature with glowing red eyes?
Terrifying and way too close to home.
For sure. While still considering ape-like in appearance and posture, the Momo is unique as it is reported to have a giant head in comparison to its body.
Same.
Like many other ape-like cryptids, the Momo is believed to be over 7 feet tall and reported to have a terrible aroma.
Man, again with the stinky.
That's so interesting. And finally, the Falk Monster, a.k.a. the Legend of Boggy Creek. The Falk Monster, or Legend of Boggy Creek, as it is sometimes referred to, is a Sasquatch-like creature said to haunt the network of creeks extending from the Sulphur River bottoms in southern Arkansas to the small town of Falk. Over the years, the creature has been seen by countless people, including respected citizens, experienced hunters, famous musicians, and even police officers.
Wow.
It has inspired several movies, which most notably was The Legend of Boggy Creek, which became a drive-in sensation, netting nearly $25 million during its run.
Holy crap, that's a lot.
The newspaper accounts of the early 1970s may have brought the creature to worldwide fame, but the sighting reports did not stop after Hollywood moved on. Near the small town of Falk, southeast of Texarkana, people are still reporting encounters with this mysterious creature even today.
Wow.
The Beast of Boggy Creek will always be a standout among America's spooky legends due to his movie fame, continued popularity, and modern sightings. The creature is often mentioned on television documentaries and other cryptid documentaries. If you visit Falk, Arkansas, just remember to keep an eye on the woods just as the sun begins to set.
Mm.
You never know when you just might see the legendary Beast of Boggy Creek.
Hopefully never.
So there you go. So clearly people are seeing a very similar creature all over the world.
For sure. Like, how can you deny it? It right. seems like it's just somehow, maybe they really do bury their dead and we just can't get
or
more.
They are interdimensional beings and they're just here visiting Earth.
Yeah, there's something going on, but it seems like
they definitely know something that we don't know.
Yeah.
And they always seem to be one step ahead of humans.
And they're fast.
Yeah, they're very elusive.
So it's like we can't catch them.
And it makes sense if they know like some secret tunnel system or some secret to nature that maybe we don't know that they could stay elusive forever.
I mean, they've gone this far without being caught.
All I'm saying is keep your phones and your cameras ready. Make sure you're filming Bigfoot.
Yeah, if you see something like that, whip out that camera. It's in your pocket.
Look, and we would love for you to send it to hauntedtalespodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Or have you ever seen a Bigfoot?
Yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Tell us your experience about Bigfoot, for sure. I would love to see someone's home footage of Bigfoot.
For sure.
Or just your account. I've never seen Bigfoot. I would love to, but at the same time, I'm terrified to see it.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, like, I want to see an alien, but that's also horrifying.
Right.
Same with a Bigfoot. If I'm in proximity where I can see one,
is there a lot of people
I feel like
with
I'm
me?
In danger.
Right.
No matter how many people are with me.
Oh, that's true, too. What if it just singles you
he
out?
He could maybe get just one out of the crowd, and it's me, because I can't run fast. I got bad knees.
You. Run, Kristen,
slow
run!
Slow one, slow one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm gone.
Yeah, I know. You're going to fucking get me. You're going to be like, I'm sorry, I love you.
Bye. Sorry. I'll remember you.
You better do some big-ass memorial for me if that happens.
Oh, yeah. It'll be you making love with Bigfoot.
That's not what I want. What I do want is to play you again and try to redeem myself in horror trivia.
All right, so let's do it. All right, yeah, so let's play trivia. So I'm up 3-2 in the series, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to tie it this week.
Yeah.
Trying to get my name back on the board.
All right, well, good luck. You want to do one question each or you want to do two questions each?
Yeah, 1-1.
1-1, all right. I'm going to let you go first. What is the name of the camp in the first installment of Friday the 13th?
Camp Crystal Lake.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Yes. What is the name of the main character who studies witchcraft in the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, I have no idea. I never watched that show. Buffy.
Willow Rosenberg.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really watched Buffy the same.
Me neither, but I think I maybe would like it.
Yeah, maybe. I should definitely go back and check it out. I've heard the new Netflix one was good, so.
I think that's you're thinking of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, damn.
Different teenage witch.
Okay. Damn, I'm way out of the loop, I guess. What does the photographer find lurking in the sewers in the 1984 movie Chud? What does Chud stand for? C-H-U-D.
I don't know, but I'm going to say a giant alligator.
No.
Damn.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Damn. Michael Myers' mask is supposedly based on what famous actor?
William Shatner.
Correct. So now it's 1-1.
What is the name of Broken Lizard's 2004 slasher film that was released after Super Troopers? So Broken Lizard is the same group of guys that did Super Troopers.
But they made a slasher film in 2000.
Where they're on an island, yeah.
In 2004. They're on an island. Oh my goodness, I feel like I've seen this.
It's kind of like a parody movie.
I don't know. I can't think of the name of it.
Club Dread.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that. Paris Hilton's on-screen demise was the primary draw for what 2005 remake?
House of Wax.
Correct.
Somewhat. 3-1?
Yep.
Which J.J. Abrams film had the tentative title 1808? Think of like Godzilla.
Cloverfield Lane. Or Cloverfield.
Yep. Ding, ding,
yes.
Ding.
All right. Also, you're only up 2-1. Now it's 2-2.
2-2. All right.
In the 2017 movie Get Out, what technique does the mother use to get her daughter's boyfriend to quit smoking?
Oh, hypnotization.
Correct.
So 3-2. What does the green liquid contain in the 1987 film Prince of Darkness?
Ectoplasm.
No.
I've never seen that.
The essence of Satan.
Oh, wow. That's fucking deep. All right. This film, written by Quentin Tarantino, is about a gang of vampires in a bar, and it was also made into a TV series.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Correct. Love it. That's such a good movie. Oh, I didn't know there was a TV series.
Yeah, they did make a TV series.
Was it good?
I didn't watch it. A lot of people did like it. I typically don't seek out TV series. So
I feel that.
And an investigator ends up on a Scottish island where the inhabitants have an unhealthy obsession with sexuality and this 1973 film. Nicolas Cage also made this movie. Something the Man.
I don't know.
The Wicker Man.
Damn. I'm sucking tonight. What did the gang of killers wear for disguises in the 2011 movie You're Next?
Masks?
Animal mask. I feel like that's right, though.
No, I didn't say exactly animal mask. We'll say it's still fortitude.
Okay.
What is the name of the ancient horned demonic spirit who punishes those who have lost the Christmas spirit?
Krampus.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
So 4-3.
What actress played the heroine Helen Lyle in the 1992 film Candyman?
Oh, what actress played her?
Yes.
Oh, man. Leslie Landau. I don't even know if that's a name.
Incorrect.
Well, yep. So who is it?
It is Virginia Madsen.
Virginia Madsen. Okay, well.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, what else does she do? All right, so Reverend Cotton Marcus participates in a documentary trying to expose individuals who fake being possessed in this 2010 supernatural horror film.
Is it The Last Exorcism?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
So what's that, 4-4?
I think so.
Yeah, 4-4.
Wow. All right, what is the 1971 film that features a group of killer rats that are led by a man seeking revenge on those who have wronged him?
Oh, man, what is the name of that movie? Is it Willow? No?
It's pretty close to that, though.
No, I just don't get it.
Willard.
Willard!
Yeah.
Oh, man, not Willow. Thanks, Pat Sajak. That was a...
Yeah, sorry.
What legendary funny man duo encounters all kinds of classic monsters in their Meet the Monsters movies?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I should know
this. You do know who's on first?
Oh, Abbott and Costello?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you, babe.
So you're up 5-4.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. What 1999 film co-stars Samuel L. Jackson about killer sharks in an underwater facility?
Oh, man. Is it Deep Blue Sea?
It is.
Yes.
Good job.
So is that 5-5?
Yep.
All right. What was Candyman's weapon of choice?
Is it like a hook?
Yes.
Yes.
A hook for a hand.
Fuck yes.
Good job. 6-5.
This 1990 movie featuring Julia Roberts and Kiefer Sutherland is about the consequences of traveling to the other side.
Julia Roberts and Kiefer...
Yeah.
Flatliners.
Correct.
Yes.
God dang it.
6-6?
Yep.
What snack is Tallahassee searching for in Zombieland?
Twinkies! Yes!
Damn, so you got 7, so I get redemption.
All right. Machines come to life and become homicidal after a comet causes radiation storm in this 1986 film starring Emilio Estevez.
Maximum Overdrive.
Correct. God dang it. So we're, what, 7-7?
7-7. So next sudden one death. Wins. Sudden death, kind of like college football rules. Even if you get it right, I still get a chance.
Yeah.
Right. All right. The serial killer in Scream wears a mask inspired by which Edvard Munch painting?
Man.
Think of the Scream, like, Ghostface. What is that inspired by?
What I feel painting? Like it is the Scream.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes. Man. Damn.
All right, so my turn. If I don't get this right, you win.
What genetically created mutant breed of insect tries to destroy mankind in the 1997 film Mimic?
A cockroach.
Correct. Dang.
The Twilight Zone-esque Netflix series taps into our collective unease with our modern world and the dangers of advanced technology.
It's Black Mirror.
Yep.
Does that mean I win?
No, I get it. I get it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
If this... I don't get this right, you win.
Okay.
So you better hope it's a hard question.
This 2000 film about two sisters named Ginger and Bridget who struggle with the idea that one of them is a werewolf.
Ginger snaps.
Correct.
The 1972 version of The Last House on the Left was the directional debut of which director?
Wes Craven.
Yes, you got it right.
Wow, I'm really getting good at this.
Yeah, you are.
Which film in the Alien series is set in Antarctica?
In Antarctica?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Alien 4 Resurrection?
Nope.
What is it?
AVP. Alien vs. Predator. Oh,
that's... What? That's not... Okay. I guess if you want to say that's part of the Alien series.
I mean, I didn't choose the question. The question chose you. Fair enough. All right, so I win.
Yep, so now the series tied 3-3.
Look, this is getting good.
Yeah, the next one who wins, wins.
Man. I can't wait. I'm hoping it's me.
You're doing such a good job on it. I'm really proud of you,
actually. Thank you. Well, I have learned from the best.
It's a lot of fun. I'm glad that we're just going down to the wire. It makes
for
it,
sure.
I'm glad I didn't just, you know, railroad you.
I'm glad that I have not really needed the handicap. You do help me out and give me a lot of hints, and you kind of give me a chance to figure it out.
Well, you know, it would
but
be
But, you
fun
know, if I figure I it out... I'm pretty proud of myself for just at least figuring it out sometimes.
Hey, look, you've actually surprised me how well you're doing on trivia.
Thank you.
I will admit, I do take it a little easy on you, but I just want it to be competitive and fun, you know?
Yeah, because if you wanted to, you could blow me out of the water.
Look, but if anyone else would like to challenge me in trivia, send me a trivia question.
Yes. Hit us up at hauntedcasepodcast@gmail.com. I want somebody who really knows their horror shit to compete with you.
Yeah, and stump me?
Yes.
Look, I don't know everything, but I do feel pretty comfortable in horror trivia. I will say that.
But. No, you're good at it, for sure. But we've been together for damn near 10 years now.
Yeah,
I have definitely learned about a lot of horror movies. I mean, we've talked about it before, but for October, we watch a horror movie every single night.
Absolutely.
So, you know, years of doing that. I get some damn horror knowledge.
Right on. Well, cheers. All right, you want to do verses?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Just like always, we take one scary thing and we pit it up against another scary thing. We're going to shake up the box.
Hell yeah, I'm going to pit.
We never know what the choices are going to be.
All right, let's see
what it is. And we decide which one we think is scarier.
Oh, gosh. Slasher movies versus Ooh. Supernatural movies.
Ooh, kind of like The Exorcist or The Last
yeah,
Exorcism.
Yeah, versus like a slasher, Jason. I have to say, for me personally, slasher. I'm not as scared of like the demonic possession type thing. I don't know why. Because it is scary. Like, I'm not saying it's not scary, but I'm much more afraid of a crazy killer.
There's levels to both of them being true, like, yeah. and based in real life, like actual serial killers, slashers, and even demonic possessions. I mean, some people don't believe in that, but there's a lot of accounts of that that point to that being true.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that a lot of people would say that supernatural demonic possession movies are scarier.
Well, here's my thing. Even if you don't believe in, like, Christianity or any kind of religion, it's still possible that there's deities or things out there that still possess people.
Absolutely.
So that is scary that it could happen. But it's scary to have Jeffrey Dahmers and people like out there. The Ed Geins, that's what's, you know, inspired like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
Absolutely.
Leatherface. Also, like, you know, the Michael Myers and the Jasons, Freddy Krueger's.
Absolutely. I mean, I listen to a lot of true crime stories, and I love a good true crime documentary.
Yeah.
And to me, like, you know, I couldn't even get through the entire Night Stalker documentary on HBO because I was so scared at night.
They're coming for you?
Like, I couldn't stop thinking that there's a new Night Stalker watching me through the windows.
That does make sense, too, because you are a woman. So it makes
That's
sense that
true.
You are a little bit more afraid of things like that because... They
As
prey on people
exactly.
like you, right?
I'm a young woman. Like, of course, like, that is something you have to be afraid of. And I don't think that ever goes away, no matter what age you are as a woman.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, no matter how much I prepare myself, I am not physically that strong.
Yeah, compared to like a Michael Myers Jason type person.
Exactly. Like, I would get torn up. And I can't run.
So would I. Yeah.
I can't run away, especially fall. In the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, all right, Kristen, trip.
Well, my thing is, I am very fearful of slashers, don't get me wrong, but I would lean a little bit more towards the supernatural because there's levels of that. Like, if that is real, there's other things that are real, and it just kind of domino effects for me. And it's a little bit more easier for me to explain away a psychopathic killer person than it is, like, demonic deities that want to, you know, possess us for whatever reason it might be.
Yeah, like you maybe could lock yourself behind some doors from a crazy Michael Myers, but you can't lock the doors to a demon.
Right. It's going to fucking get in, right?
Yeah.
I think about that too. Like, if I woke up in the middle of the night and I opened my eyes, and the first thing I saw was either like a slasher, Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy Krueger, or like a demonic, twisted, fucked up head looking woman.
Yeah.
I think I would probably freak out more of the demonic,
I mean, yeah,
twisted person.
Because at least if it's a human, you know how to kill it. You know, well, at least,
well,
you
know. I don't know. Michael Myers and Jason you can't ever kill, right?
Well, that's kind of different. If you think of it in that way, as in like the Michael Myers and Jason, you can't really kill them. That does kind of make them more supernatural.
Well, we also have to keep it in the context of the movies, right? Which are we more afraid of? The slasher movies or the supernatural movies?
And for me, still, it's slasher. Slasher movies scare me more than the supernatural movies do.
I feel you on that. But I think I might lean a little bit more towards the supernatural. The supernatural give me a little bit different vibe when... slashers are scary.
I think that supernatural movies have a better storyline.
They're more watchable?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, they're more like...
Are you hating on my Friday 13th?
No. I'm just saying, a good... Like, The Conjuring is one of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah.
For sure, I love it. And so it's like, for that, it's actually a really good story on top of it being scary and... a supernatural demonic movie.
Yeah.
Whereas with slasher movies, it's more jump scares.
Yeah, or crazy. It's just crazy people.
And violent up and blood, gore.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I hate that about slasher movies is the gore, because I just am the kind of person who gets lightheaded at that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, gore's not for me. Like, blood and guts gross me out.
Well, that's interesting. Well, like always here on Haunted Days, we can never come to a full conclusion, right?
Sometimes, but I think that...
But I'm totally cool with that. I would love to hear from our listeners.
You break the tie.
Our campfire compadres.
Yes.
What do you guys think is scarier? Slasher movies or supernatural movies?
Yeah, I think that for right now, we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, so hit us up at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast. And also, again, find our friends at Griffith Roasting Company on Facebook and Instagram and their e-retail store, griffith-roasting-company.square.site. Also, Hippie Haze Studio on Facebook, Instagram, and Etsy.
Yeah, check us out. It's our one-of-a-kind, unique arts and gifts. We have hand-painted stash boxes. We have tie-dye. We have hand-painted paintings.
Yes, it's like it is...
Wax melts to make your house smell good. It's starting to be spring.
Yes.
Do a little spring cleaning.
Yes.
Get a good vibe.
Macrame hangings.
Yeah, Chris is doing some macrame hangings.
I'm pretty stoked about it. I am in full-blown spring mode. Winter cannot get me down anymore.
Yeah, let us bring some little color to your life.
Absolutely. That is my... I feel like whenever I think of what color is my aura, I just feel like it's just colorful.
Just rainbow? Your aura is rainbow?
Like, I don't think that it's one specific color. It's just like... Or maybe it's like hot-ass pink.
Right on.
You know?
I got you, yeah.
You know, I just am trying to bring color into everybody's life.
Yeah, so if you want to support this show and you enjoy listening to it, and again, we appreciate anyone taking the time to listen to us.
Absolutely.
We hope that you're entertained. We hope you enjoy it. Until next time.
Peace out.
Peace out. Stay haunted.